Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that we should never try to solve life's problems through the power of the flesh. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Saul's like many Christians, not in the battle, but will tell you how to fight the battle. You know, the armchair quarterback. Saul said in verse 37, "The Lord be with thee." How many of you men have wives that tell you how to fix something? You start to fix something, you can't do it, you got to do this, you got to do that. Well, honey, you know, you seem to know how it's to be done. Why don't you do it? I don't know how. I can't do that. And yet they'll sit there and tell you how you're doing it wrong, and they don't know how it's to be done. Well, many of men have had to face that, and many of women had to say, "I told you so," when the men did it their way. So I guess that works on both sides of the issue there. But now Saul said, "The Lord be with thee." But that's a statement of faith only. When it comes to the battle, he thinks that the arm of flesh is needed. Tell him how to do it. But Saul's not the one facing Goliath. It's David. Saul's up-to-date materials will try to win through the power of the flesh. We have a better way today. Christian churches think that they're better today and have more depth today, and so they want to do things their way instead of God's way. And so we think, well, you know what? You've got to do this. You got to do that. We have a better way today. Is that why TV is so much more pure today than it was in 1950s? Because we're so more sophisticated and more in depth. No, we're not more pure today, are we? Those that lived back then, as I did, then you know that we're not there. When you get on the world's level, you don't win as a Christian. You ever watch a teenager with a little five-year-old brother? And that teenager will drop down to that little brother's level and argue? Don't go down to the world's level. Trust God. Trust His Word. Be holy. Do it His way. He's unchanging. Don't let the contemporary crowd tell you that it doesn't work that way anymore. If it's scriptural, if it's in the Bible, if it's God's way, do it God's way. Now, don't ever fight the enemy of God or His people in the power of the flesh. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me." Most of God's people are convinced Goliath, as well as the world, the Philistines, that we just can't have a victory. Therefore, we let go of faith. And if you let go of faith, you let go of obedience to the Word of God, you'll always try to meet life's trials in the power of the flesh or by the sight of the eyes. It's a shame that too often now I go into Christian bookstores, and I've seen the change over the years. You may have one shelf up and down that'll have books that are commentaries and or books written on the Bible. Most of them, though, are books about psychology or family, self-esteem or relationship, others on money. And they might use some religious terminology, but they're really using the world's philosophy in those books. We've decided to trust the flesh, the sight, more than the Father and the Scriptures. David did not have armor on when he fought the lion and the bear. God already provided a way. Satan tried to prevent Jesus as well. He tempted him in the wilderness. And in Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 15, then comes Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Okay? So, right off the bat, he tries to keep him from getting baptized. And then, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, it says, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. See, Jesus stayed obedient to the word. He did it all God's way. He didn't come up with a new version of the Bible in order to change the way of God. Jesus did it all according to the Father's will. David must do it God's way, not man's way. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, we read this, For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Look, you got saved by the blood of Jesus. You got saved God's way. Don't turn to the flesh for the rest of your Christian life. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22 through 24, Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when his reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. That's why his weapons were not carnal, you see. But he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. See, God's will for you is to live unto righteousness. Our salvation teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, according to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. So all these people going out touting you've got liberty, and if you have any standards or rules, then they're legalistic. They are people who don't know their Bible. They are people who misinterpret the Bible. And they are people trying to use the carnal weapons in this life to fight a spiritual battle. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I get so concerned about young men in the ministry that lose that battle time after time after time after time. So trying to serve the Lord your way in the power of your own flesh will always bring faith. For the Christian, too often will choose the world way and try to avoid the cross he was called to bear. Take up your cross and follow me, Christ said. You know, we find people today that they look at numbers as the most important thing in the world. They see only Christ on the cross instead of the fact that he's risen and he's preparing a place and he wants us to be holy and separate and a witness for him. They don't see him exalted in eternity. My friend, I find it over and over. People get into flesh and they'll do something that's not right. They'll get into flesh and they'll want to get even with someone. And you know what happens? That someone, as dastardly as they may be, will react in a harsher way. Instead of thinking two or three steps ahead of that person and being prepared, they end up getting hurt all over again and much worse. Why? Because they're trying to fight in the power of the flesh instead of the power of the Spirit. So verses 37 through 39 show us that Saul tried to influence David to fight the Lord's battle in the power of the flesh. He wanted him to use the latest fashions and methods, even the best the world has to offer. But the best in the world is the least in heaven and is unacceptable with God. You know the story. David slays the giant using a slingshot to knock him out and the giant's sword to kill him by cutting off his head. Now, I want us again to examine this rest of these passages here and the rest of the chapter. So we look at the defeat of the world heavyweight champion here, beginning in verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now we see him progressing, okay? He is going out there to fight this champion. And we see David going forth with his weapon, a sling, a staff, his shepherd's bag to carry his ammunition, which was 5 smooth stones. Now, again, I've been in the Valley of Elah, and I've found plenty of those stones that were smooth stones. But David is drawing on his experience and training. Tending sheep, David could practice often with his sling. So we're told 5 smooth stones are out of the brook. He knew his weaponry, and he knew what worked best. He didn't grab just any stone. My friend, use those alone times to learn the weaponry we have, the Word of God. Learn it. Learn how it's used. Learn how God wants us to use it. Practice your aim. Practice your accuracy. Practice getting the right stones from His Word. You ever have somebody fall through an attic in your house and there's a hole in the ceiling and you patch it up? Now, some can patch a hole in the ceiling and make it blend so well that you can't tell it, or you must really look for it in order to tell it. Others, well, they are the do-it-yourselfer who's impatient. And they might use the same type of material or only paint over some kind of a homemade patch they've made on the hole, using their duct tape and all, and paint over it. David chooses to use only his best in God's Word. Now, understand, we are in a war, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12 tells us. Those are all orders of satanic spirits. And they battle us on a daily basis.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.